This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military on Wednesday released a video it said showed Israeli forces operating in Khan Yunis City in Gaza. Israeli forces were operating in the heart of southern Gaza's largest city for the first time, its military said in a statement on Wednesday evening, adding soldiers have begun targeting raids in central Khan Yunis, which the statement identified as a symbol of Hamas's military and administrative rule. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden is again urging Congress to approve tens of billions of dollars in more aid for Ukraine, saying it simply cannot wait. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's stunning that we've gotten to this point in the first place.
The president says the U.S. has run out of money to keep helping Ukraine fight Vladimir Putin's Russians, and Kyiv will suffer if the GOP does not authorize more aid.
The Republicans in Congress are willing to give Putin the greatest gift he could hope for.
The president's aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other security needs faces stiff resistance on Capitol Hill, with some Republicans insisting on big border policy changes in exchange. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Justice Department says four Russian men accused of torturing an American during the invasion of Ukraine have been charged with war crimes in a first-of-its-kind case. It's the first prosecution against members of the Russian armed forces in connection with atrocities during Moscow's war against Ukraine, and it's the first time the Justice Department has brought charges under a nearly 30-year-old statute that makes it a crime to subject an American to torture or inhumane treatment during a war.